Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, and welcome to our series of episodes on idioms. Maria and I have specially selected different idioms to talk about lots of different areas in your life to bring up your level of English to a high standard.
First of all, I'm going to give an example paraphrasing the idiom. Rory will guess the idiom, and then we will give you the meaning, the origin, and more examples.
I know what idioms we are going to be talking about, but I haven't seen the sentences, and I have no idea what order they are going to be in.
So I went to the gym, you know, Rory, I went to the gym to do some sports, okay? And it was really difficult for me. Oh, I wanted to quit. But my instructor, my coach, you know, told me to focus and to think about why I'm at the gym.
Oh, did they tell you to keep your eyes on the prize?
Right, correct. To keep one's eyes, so my eyes, his eyes, on the prize. Can I say to keep eye on the prize? Or it's like eyes?
Keep an eye on the prize.
So to keep an eye on the prize or to keep one's eyes on the prize. So kind of to think about why you are doing something in the first place. When the process is really difficult, you think and focus on your aim. Where would you use it, Rory?
Always to encourage people, especially where they could get distracted. That's very important.
And also, can I say, have your eyes on the prize, yeah?
Yes. If you're just, again, when we're complimenting others, like this person really has his eyes on the prize.
For example, Rory is a very ambitious person who has always had his eyes on the prize. So, who has always had his eyes on the prize or who has always kept his eyes on the prize.
And it's from a situation where people had to be highly motivated too. It's from the era of civil rights in the United States. So even though, it's funny, this is an American idiom, everyone's very familiar with it, especially because it rhymes. So it's part of a famous period of history, it rhymes, and it's something that we could all benefit from doing. Keep your eyes on the prize, encouraging someone to focus, like your person in the gym.
Like keep going with your eyes on the prize. And for example, you can also say like people who kept their eyes on the prize got better jobs or kind of moved faster. Can you say like it's a good idea to keep your eyes on the prize?
I think that's fairly self-evident. It's probably better used as a reminder or an encouragement, just saying like eyes on the prize or keep your eyes on the prize.
Thank you very much for listening. We'll come back to you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye.